And so we're in Romans chapter 11, if you look at it in a Bible. And there's an interesting part in chapter 11 that makes reference to another place in the Bible, and we wanted to draw your attention to that. So you'll remember last week that we, in verse 1 and 2, we noticed that the question asked, has God then rejected his people? And it's a rhetorical question, I guess, because he answers right away, by no means. And we talked about that a little bit. We talked about how in the Psalms, it's actually a confusing thing potentially, because in one sense it says, I will never reject you. And in another sense, it says, I have utterly rejected you. We talked about God's words to Ezekiel, where he says, look, each person will answer for their own sin. No longer are you going to say, oh, the parents ate sour grapes, but the kids were the ones wincing, right? Teeth on edge. It said, if the father follows, good. If the son doesn't, it's on his head. If his son then turns and follows, good. If the person who's following turns away, not good. If the person who has not followed turns to me, good. Each person will live and stand based on their own life as they live it. We talked about the difference between saying, I believe in God, and following the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that scripture is kind of a this way and that way. We talked about the concept of the perseverance of the saint, right? Once saved, always saved. A guy wrote a book called Once Saved, Always Saved? Question mark? And he kind of gets at you. John Wesley, who wrote many hymns that you have sung, he had I don't know if you do stay stuck because of the scripture that says if you turn away, then you're not stuck. But we went further and we said, but look at the scripture that says people who know the Lord, Jesus said, who know me, know my voice and follow me. Where the scripture says those who went out from us, they just proved that they weren't with us to begin with. It was John, and it was in the first letter of John. The scripture says that you, believer, will follow Jesus Christ. And that if you don't, then do you believe? If Jesus is the Lord and he's the Savior, do you follow him? Very important stuff. And we talked about that last week. You can listen to it on a podcast online if you have greater concerns from the things that I've just said this morning. Verse 2 of Romans says, God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Did you know that? Because it's in the scripture. Now, it goes a little further, and it does this. It says, do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel in verse 2 of chapter 11? And then in verse 3, Elijah said, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, Paul tells us, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it's by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace.